Gear up, sports fans. The NFL playoffs are here, and the Super Bowl is right around the corner. There has never been a better time to get into the action with MyBookie. Now, don't just watch. Score big. Boosted odds, huge prize contest, the fill-in of the Super Bowl. Even before it hits, you can already start to enjoy that. And whether you're a seasoned pro, ready to roll for the first time betting, MyBookie is your ticket to turning your sports knowledge into cold, hard cash. It's the largest online casino of odds, contests, Vegas-style casino games, ultimate destination for fun, all types of fun, 24/7, right at your fingertips. Now, if you've been waiting, now is the time to get into the action. Because if you jump in and you start to make a winning move today with MyBookie, use promo code 49ERS or this promo code QR code right next to my right, they're going to claim your deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's right. Promo code 49ers for an opportunity to boost your betting power. Rollovers do apply. If you have questions, please ask them. But experience the thrill of sports betting right in the comfort of your home, because you can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I do mean anywhere. Wherever you are, you can bet with MyBookie. Join today and be part of the winning team.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? I am here with the legend. Wayne's muted currently, but he is down in Mobile. How we doing, Wayne?
I'm doing good down here in Mobile, Alabama, man. Bringing you some good old info from the Senior Bowl. Man, this is the 75th year or anniversary of the Reese's Senior Bowl. And it's good to be here, man. It's good to be here, John. It's good to be here on the John and Wayne Show.
Oh, this is awesome. And so we've got like 1 foot in the present, which is beautiful. We've got 1 foot in the future. We're going to be covering both aspects. A little bit of a peek ahead. We're going to be talking Niners NFC Championship, going over the grades and the performances, hearing what Wayne has to say about some of those things. But, I mean, this is just awesome. And, you know, I do have to say this real quick. Sorry for yesterday's shows, the one that did show up on time. I had to call that one. Something crazy happened. I'll share it with you guys if you ever come out to a Rush road trip. Pretty comical story. But until then, let's get to some of these hashtag CCs, hashtag BBs comments. What's up, RTP? Appreciate you guys. Applesauce. Right here, this is what I wanted to start with today. My man Ed Nesbitt. He says, what is going on with the starting defense? I think this should probably start our conversation. I always do the offense first, but that's not fair. Wayne, what's wrong with the defense, and how come it's so great in the second half and so terrible in the first half? This tell of two cities, this defense, what's going on, man? Help us understand this.
Yeah, like it's been kind of consistent all season with the new addition of our defensive coordinator, Steve Wilks. And, you know, he's just, you know, his methods, his terminology, his schemes, everything's just a little bit different. And it's been taking a full year of, you know, for these players to kind of adjust and adapt to it. And I think the key word is adjusting and adapting and you know, what teams are looking to do. I don't know if people are watching the games like I'm watching the games, and that's totally fine. But the way I watch the game is I look to see what teams are coming out with. And teams are coming out swinging first quarter, second quarter, and they're trying to beat you with their best shot. And the 49ers are taking those hits, right? But they're not getting knocked out. And as far as, you know, you go down 17-point deficit, you know, everybody's thinking they're knocked out. And then you come into the second half, and all it takes is a slight – adjustment, a slight change. Okay, we did this in the first half. I tell you what, Arik Armstead, you're going to line out outside. I mean, you're going to line out outside instead of inside, and we're going to try some stunts. We're going to blitz. We're going to man up. We're going to – they played a lot of more man coverage in the second half, and even though none of the blitzes got home, they were able to force some different types of pressures. And you see the players were able to create turnovers, get stops. And so, yes, it's a tale of two halves. If you have high blood pressure, you know, you're on your deathbed. If you have anything wrong with your heart, you know, you need to be resuscitated. Yes, that's exactly what you're going to get. And I know we're not used to that. And hopefully in this Super Bowl, it'll be a little bit different because it's going to be a different type of attack. When you look at these last two NFC games against these two NFC North teams, they were coming out to run the ball. And it's not that the Niners can't stop the run. It's just that they have to figure out how to adjust from the inside to the outside, from the outside to the inside. And, yeah, you're going to get missed tackles and misdirection and a bunch of stuff. But they figured it out. They figured it out.
Yeah, it's weird because, you know, I have said, you know, the 49ers, their blueprint for defensive coordinators, it's changed. You go from Robert Saleh, first-time DC, to D'Amico Ryans, first-time DC, very young. And then you go to Wilkes, who's old vet, you know, been around the world and back, but he hasn't been a part of this system. This is new for him. But the thing that Wilkes brought was solid defensive back play and second half adjustments. He's killed the second half adjustments. And, you know, going through the film and just watching some of it, I haven't finished all the breakdowns yet for the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon, but a lot more man coverage, let the linebackers flow downhill, and the defensive line showed up. That everything starts up front. And when the defensive line is losing early, things get really, really bad, really, really quick. And we continue to see that. Randy Gregory, good Lord. I'm pretty sure if I don't need, this isn't the way to say this, but if you ask Steve Wilks who was responsible for some of the grays on top of his head or the most, he's saying number five. Anytime number five's out there, bad things are happening. He's a damn good player, but
yeah. But he's damn good when he's utilized to his strengths. Look, I didn't realize how tough the Cleveland Farrell injury would be for the 49ers, but they may have, losing Cleveland Farrell loses your best contained edge rusher, like the best guy that could contain the run, especially out there on the outside. And that's what these teams are doing. You know, they're trying to get to the outside. And when you watch these teams play, it's like they're literally beating you with your own offense, right? It's like we don't even see outside zone from the 49ers anymore. We don't see those type of plays. They're all toss plays, crackback plays, and things like that. And so that's how we're getting beat. And so when you lose Cleveland Farrell, and it's not an excuse, you're seeing that's where we're kind of like hindering. And Steve Wilks has been losing key pieces all season long. You know, you all lose Talanoa Hufanga, and now you got to figure out, you got to throw the rookie out there into the fire. And, yeah, there's some plays the rookie Jair Brown's going to come through. And even when Jair Brown goes hurt, they go get a veteran in Logan Ryan. And so it's pieces that are added that weren't part of the equation, and they got to kind of figure it out going through the trials and tribulations of this team. They got to just figure it out. And they figure it out. They figure it out.
Yeah, I think you're right. And shout out to my man, Corey Lindsay. Mike C. in the house, he says, I felt like Lenore, Ambry, Gibson all had trouble tackling to start. And that's the thing. Whatever statement you want to make about these players, you're right. Whether you want to say they were terrible or great, you're correct. Because the second half was amazing. With five consecutive possessions, but no points allowed. Incredible. You gave up the touchdown late. But, you know, if we're talking missed tackles, there were 9 missed tackles. Fred Warner had 2, Gibson had 2, and I remember tweeting out, Wayne, Gibson's picking the worst time ever to have his worst half of football, and I thought this first half was as bad of tape as ever, but then he comes out in the second half, forces a fumble, starts making plays everywhere, he finishes the 4th highest rated player from Pro Football Focus. Gibbs showed up in the second half, man.
I think the whole defense showed up in the second half, and it took the big play from Gibbs to kind of like ignite the defense and get it back on track. Look, it's two halves to football. It's always going to be two halves to football, and the game ain't over until the – I don't know if we can say that anymore because it's 2024, but you know what I'm trying to say. It ain't over till the clock strikes 0000. You know what I mean? And that's kind of like what it is. So you know, this is, I don't want people to feel like they can't talk about how bad the Niners were. Terrible. They were terrible in the first half defensively. You look at that one play, the first touchdown to Jameson Williams, the run out of the backfield. I think, I personally feel like, well, dang, like, none of them made the tackle. Like, it had to be at least three missed tackles on that. Like, Ambry Thomas looked like he didn't even want to tackle on that play. Dre Greenlaw kind of got there late and couldn't get him pulled down. It's just a weird – Jair Brown was in on that. Yeah. He missed. It was just a weird – just a weird game at the beginning.
Yeah. Shout out to my man, Devin. Appreciate the super chat. He says, what's up, JC, BB? Not going to lie, I was thinking towards the draft at the end of the second quarter, but I switched my white jersey to my red, and that's what's up, man. That's huge. Thank you so much, Devin. And it was a rough game. I remember at halftime, I tweeted this out, and I was joking. But I was like, the NFC Championship game last year against the Eagles, we didn't even have a quarterback. So we got a quarterback now. So sky's the limit. And I was kind of joking. But yeah, man, it was bad. And did you see the Kittle video about him running around just repeating over and over again? Not going to lie, they had us in the first half. How funny is that, man? He's such a trip.
But he's not lying. He's not lying. No pun intended. He's not L-I-O-N, right? He's not lying. Like, and so the Lions had us in the first half. They had us offensively. They had us defensively. We couldn't do anything offensively. That's another problem. But since we're still talking about the defense, it came down to just making adjustments and execution. Like at the end of the day, that's what it came down to. And I thought the defense would come fired up. Okay, I thought they would come fired up and fire out right at the beginning, and it just didn't work in their favor. They countered them with some big runs, a couple of quick checkdowns to the one checkdown to the tight end, and then it was the trick play out of the backfield, the good old Deebo Samuel play that they just couldn't bring down.
Yeah. So right here, Corey asked this. Were you nervous at all at any point in that game? Were you hands up, it's over? Did you ever get to that point, Wayne?
No, I didn't get to that point. You know, and it was tough not getting to that point, but I kept saying that there's another half. And even they came out a little sluggish on the first drive in the second half. But after it took a series of events, it took some luck and some explosiveness, and after that it was a wrap. Like, you knew it. You saw the energy shift, you saw the momentum shift. But I never thought it was over, because I knew there was a second half, and Steve Wilks makes the best adjustments during the second half.
Yeah. And you know, I like this, Sonia. She says, you know, Green Bay Lions, second time we played the Rams, Ravens, second time playing the Cardinals, all killed us on the ground. It hasn't been great. And, you know, one of those issues with me, shout out to my man Vince here. What's going on with Hargrave? Had a plus matchup and just disappeared. I thought by far one of his worst games, especially in the first half. Had a backup left guard. Guess what? You're going to have a backup left guard in the Super Bowl too, probably. Thuney's not going to be starting, I don't believe.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon. And this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 3-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So download the app today. Use code 49ers, 49ERS, for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
I love Hargrave, and he is consistent. He's been consistent, but yeah, bad playoff games, to be honest with you. Has not played very well.
Yeah, back to back, man. It's a long season, so I'm sure attrition is kicking in, and nobody wants to hear that. But he had a young guy firing up on him, and you know what? I need the defensive line. I'm here at the Senior Bowl, and I think it was the kid from Alabama, defensive end Chris Roswell, and they asked him a question about sacks and pass rushing, and he said, it's not as easy as you think. And I know we're talking about Javon Hargrave. He says the whole defensive line has to be in sync. He says they all have to be working on one accord. Everybody has to be doing their specific job. And when one guy gets beat, it kind of just trickles down and it's like a domino effect and you can't get what we're getting. And I just think with the new defense, it just hasn't been consistent all season. You had games where Hargrave was dominant. You had games where he was a non-factor. You had games where Nick Bosa was dominant, and then he became a non-factor. So just so much inconsistency on the 49ers defensive line. And I'm just here's how I would address the defensive line in the Super Bowl. Like, ooh, you ain't got to do nothing. All you got to do, make this change. You ready? Nick Bosa, Javon Hargrave, Javon Kinlaw, Eric Armstead. Everybody else needs to supplement. I love Chase Young, but he ain't it. He's not the starting caliber defender for this defense. He might work on a different defense, but for this defense, he needs to come in and supplement and rotate fresh, because he was getting into the backfield, but by the time he got there, he was so deep into the backfield, Jared Goff was stepping up in the pocket, getting ready to throw. So he had one pressure in this game. It's definitely not something that we're used to seeing. But that's how I would change it up. I would change it up, put those four guys up front, because you don't need to run a five-man front against the Kansas City Chiefs. They don't run the ball as effectively, and they will abandon the run rather early than most teams and just put it on Patrick Mahomes. And that's what we want them to do.
Yeah. Gold-blooded 310, appreciate the super chat. He says, I felt like offensive defense prepared for a whole different look. Also, Chase Young, the lack of effort. Chase Young played 56 snaps, one pressure.
Wow.
Did have two solo stops, and he did make a couple decent plays. It wasn't like it was all bad, but it wasn't very good. And I'm with you, man. Like, it's crazy the trajectory. We trade for Chase Young. People were talking about trading Brandon Ayuk so we could keep Chase Young. Now look where we're at, right? Just a couple of short months later. It's weird how it goes. Hopefully he does some things in the Super Bowl. That'd be nice. Forever Blessed just became a member of your YouTube channel. That's what's up.
Hey, what's up, man?
Love that. Love that. A couple other super chats. Here we go. Daryl Granville, I'll let you take this one, man.
He says we got to grade this on a curve, family. You don't. I think we're going to be pretty solid in our grades. Given and pretty fair. And I'm okay if there's a first half, second half grade. Let's just average them suckers together, and that will be the overall grade. But look, you got to be fair. The Niners didn't look good for two quarters, maybe almost two in a third quarter, and then they just flipped the switch and figured it out. And so that's how football works, man. So if good teams find ways to win, that's the key.
I love that. Now, top five just from PFF, Nick Bosa, by far the best player. Charvarius Ward 2, Warner 3, Gipp 4. Logan Ryan, I was shocked when Ambry had his issue with the ankle. Mm-hmm. I was pretty shocked Logan Ryan was the first to come in at nickel. And it was in the goal line, too. They went away from Isaiah Oliver, which makes sense going against, you know, St. Brown. You went with more of a coverage guy. He came in and played really well. 14 snaps. Gave up one reception for 7 yards. That was it. Played well. So, huge meaningful snaps there. Now, bottom of the line, the bottom five defenders. Kevin Givens, 33 grade. Jair Brown, 35. But he made some nice plays late. Ambry Thomas, then Oren Burks, Eric Armstead. Armstead hasn't looked like Armstead, playoff Armstead. You know what I mean?
It's going to – and you knew we hoped that we would get the playoff Armstead to return, but we knew he needed to get back into football shape. Like, we knew him missing several weeks, it was going to be a slow, steady hill. And now let's just hope by, like I said, By the Super Bowl, we've got a couple of weeks, he'll be back into tip top shape. Because
be
I think when we start to see the Niners take away the run, especially up the middle, once we start to see that again, I think that just makes the game just flow a lot differently. And you know, you're playing Andy Reid, and it's gonna be a totally different game. That reason, remember I kept saying, who was the one team I said I didn't want to play in the playoffs, John?
Yeah, it was Rams early, then the Lions.
And
yep.
It was the Lions. It was the Lions. And it was because the Lions were going to come out like this wild cat and just do whatever. And they did. And they gambled. And they didn't win. And so you know, we weren't really ready for that, but we adjusted to it. And I think that's key.
I love that. Bucket of chicken. Appreciate the super chat. I like Wilkes, but under Shanahan, the Niners have always been able to adjust before and stop the run, with Wilkes being a secondary coach that has changed. A lot of that has to do with the defensive ends. Defensive ends opposite of Nick Bosa. Even Nick Bosa 2 times gave up outside leverage in the game against the Packers for big games. Yeah. The defensive, yeah, the line play has shifted dramatically. I don't know. Put it to you, Wayne. Do you think that this is a Wilkes issue that's not stopping the run?
No, it's the personnel, and it's totally different, and everybody knows that. Like, there's no Charles Menehue, there's no Samson Ebukam. Like, they're different guys, and so now Cleveland Farrell, believe it or not, was probably the best edge container. That sounds weird, out there, like better than Nick Bosa, like the best. And so you didn't see those outside gashes happening, and it forced the running backs to have to run inside. And so, like, I think the Niners are just gambling a lot. They're gambling a lot on defense, and it starts with the edge rushers. And so when teams are going to come out and say, hey, we're going to run the ball, it's, like, more pressure on the Niners trying to stop it. And it's weird,
right. But
the personnel is different, John. The personnel is different. I hate to say it, but it's different.
Yeah, and Hufanga not being out there is huge. I cannot
stress that. That's the guy that steps up in the box. Right, because
he's
now
the alley guy. But even on the outside tosses, he's the alley player. So the corners set the edge, turn it inside. That's where we all got mad at Logan Ryan.
Correct.
We're missing that. Here we go. I'll let you take this super chat from Jimmy.
Jimmy, what's going on, baby? He says, did you see that Brian Branch tried to step on Purdy's knees in the fourth quarter when Purdy scrambled on 3rd and 4? Absolutely saw it. And there's a video circulating about it. And, you know, look, the Lions did some dirty stuff in this game. You got that late hit on Deebo Samuel. You got that on Brian Branch. And then you saw Brock Purdy get his head slammed into the ground with the helmet, too. Like, helmet to helmet, they didn't even call it. So, you know, shout out to the Niners just for being just freaking warriors out there. No pun intended. They were the San Francisco Warriors that day.
I love that, man. Very, very well said. Oh, we got Niner Faithful Fantasy with the super chat. I just copped a Kittle Color Rush jersey. That's awesome. Going to look so dope in the Super Bowl. Let's go. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Touchdown, San Francisco. Let's get this ring. Man, there were so many moments in this game that, like, I kept just being like, oh, my God, this is happening. It was weird because probably one of the best games I've ever been a part of. By far, down 17 points at the half to come back and win. Not only to come back and win, you came back and tied in the third quarter. Like, that third quarter was incredible. So let's switch over to the offense. Let's talk about some of the best plays that kind of stood out to you. So, Wade, here we go. What is one or two plays that just stand out to you as the moment or plays of the game offensively that was like, all right, this is happening? Is there something that stands out?
There were three to four specific plays for me, and I'll do the one that starts. I know everyone is going to want to talk about the Brandon Ayuk butterfly catch, and that's cool. I mean, ladybug catch, and that's cool. But it really started with that one-hand grab from Juwan Jennings on a third down. Like, that Brock Purdy scrambling, trying not to cross the line of scrimmage, throws it up in the air to where only Juwan Jennings can catch it. He brings it down with one hand, and I'm like, okay. Like, these players are out there gritting it out, right? And then, like, you get that Brandon Ayuk catch, John, which was just – was an overthrow, but it was a great – it was great concentration, great just awareness and way to bring it down. And I think Brandon Ayuk scored on that, but, hey, who am I?
Yeah, it was close, the contact, all that stuff, but it was incredible. But, yeah, Purdy – I mean, you could talk about four scrambles. You talk about the IU catch. CMC, I felt like CMC had the best quarter ever in the first quarter, and we didn't really get a lot of points for it. He was incredible. Look at this. Forever blessed. Appreciate you. Love both you guys. Go Niners, baby. Love it. Love it. Oh, right here. I'll let you take this one from David.
David says, two dudes we missed in tackling.
Jimmy Ward and Shark. There we go. You're the Jimmy Ward guy.
You know
guy.
Why? I couldn't complete your sentence, David, and I'm sorry because it made me chuckle a little bit. I need those sheets. You know what? Bump it. I'm live. Damn it. Anyway, it made me chuckle a bit because I was just like, I was just like, okay. And that's the that I'm telling you, that experience from those two guys right there alone is key. It's key, but these are the growing pains you go when you don't pay free agents. You don't sign them. You don't bring them back. You don't value them. You don't want to pay them. I understand the Jimmy Ward situation. I know he didn't want to play nickelback with the 40. I get it. I understand it. I know why the Niners moved on. It was a premium position. They weren't trying to pay. I get it. That's fine. But damn, you're missing it. Like you are. And when you look at the missed tackles, those guys would save the day. Like that's what they did.
Yeah, it was huge. And there's so many huge plays. Now, if we look at the numbers, Trent Williams, 90.2 grade. He was incredible. Debo Samuel, number two. George Kittle. Charlie Warner, only 11 snaps. Huge snaps. He has been clutch in very small amounts. Jake Brendel, I do not understand how he got this grade. He actually run blocked fairly well. Pass pro was rough. He had a 52 grade, one of the lowest of all the starters. But hey,
you are so funny.
Jake Brendel doing enough, man. He's doing enough.
I love your, I don't get like, I don't, none of us get it. None of us do.
They love him. Lowest graded player, John Feliciano, Colton McKivitz, who I thought played pretty well. All in all, I thought he did well. He was going up against Hutch a lot of the game, handled his business, did really, really well there. So it kind of weird to me that that's the case now. If you are coming out to Vegas along with this man, we got to pump this real big. We've got two events. We've got a night before party. We're going to have a couple players out. Navarro Bowman already secured all that stuff. We got another player coming out. Just got to wait on an accepted wire transfer and contract signature before I can put his name out there. But if you are coming out with us, we're going to be partying the night before. Those tickets are up, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. And then we got a watch party. Right there, live on the strip. It's going to be awesome. All you can eat, all you can drink. Be with the 49ers. Now, early bird pricing is about to end. So if you have been considering buying one of these packages, you better go now. We always want to reward the people that help us early. That just helps us cover deposits. It's not cheap renting out not one but two venues on the Las Vegas Strip on Super Bowl Sunday. My bank account is doing wonders. Help us out. Go buy some tickets. Party with me and Wayne. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be awesome. Wayne, when are you coming out for the Super Bowl? I land Friday. When are you getting out?
Friday after you.
Oh,
like man. Probably you land on Friday at one time, and I'll be there right as you touch down.
Gosh.
We're going to turn up.
That's right. And the best way to turn up, I rented the best minivan ever so we can carry all of our crap to all these venues. We are going to be.
Listen, hold up. This is not going to be any. We are not going to slander the minivan game. I drive a minivan. It's a Chrysler Town and Country. Let me tell you about it. the greatest vehicle of all time. It keeps you safe and secure, and you can put the house in that joint. I tell you right now, we are not. I'm a soccer dad in the building, baby. Soccer dad in the building.
Joe says 12 more sleeps until the game. Already excited. I freaking love it. My man, Michael Pickle. He's the best. Hashtag CC. Vegas ain't ready for this energy. Oh, man. It's going to be an absolute blast. And right here, Big Papa says, wow, just looked at SeatGeek. Cheapest seats are just under $10,000. Holy Toledo. Now, if...
Hey, wait. Speaking of Toledo, John, there's a player I want everybody to keep their eyes on. I got my eyes on him. His name is cornerback Quinyon Smith out of Toledo. Look, the Niners have some really good draft stock this year, and they can actually go ahead and get some more higher caliber players early in the draft. I'm not sure where he's going to fall, but he's having a pretty good day one here at the Senior Bowl. Quinyon Smith, cornerback out of Toledo. We should know we got a guy out of Toledo that plays cornerback named Samuel Womack III. Let's see what happens. Just wanted to put
and
that
Niners
out there.
Niners are huge on those connections with coaching staffs or players. Look how much they go back to South Carolina, how much they go back to, you know, Michigan, all this stuff. So it matters. It matters. So I love that, man. And I can't wait just to go. I'm enjoying the Super Bowl for sure. I'm putting off my draft content, but it's just like, oh, it's so close. It's so close. And we're going to be out in Detroit for the draft party. If you guys want to come out, we don't have details on that yet. We're focusing on Super Bowl. But if you want
we're going to get Eminem to come perform at the party.
Oh, I'm sure that's happening. I love it. He's right in our price range.
Because he's not afraid, you know?
Yeah, there we go. Hey, here's how that goes. Even if we could get his agent or him on the phone, hey, you want to come to a Niners draft party? Hello? Like, yeah, we get hung up on. He hung up on us. That's okay. I would love to have him out there. Good Lord. Now, if you do want to go to the Super Bowl, we are raffling off two Super Bowl tickets. It's in the link in the description of this video or audio, wherever you're watching. It's the first link there. And if you're watching on Twitter or Instagram, you just got to go to our YouTube channel or on our Twitter, JL_Chapman. $100 per entry. We'll be announcing the winner of that next Thursday, trying to make two people's dream come true. I'm not going to the game. I'm going to the watch party, but you guys can go to the game. We are giving those away, which is going to be so freaking fun, man. I am pretty excited about that. Just knowing somebody can go do that is going to be a lot of fun right here. Now, Big Papa has this to ask of you for the draft content. I need some reports on offensive linemen, particularly one from Arizona State.
Yeah, so I'll definitely look into that. I think they're out there on the football field right now as we are live. But don't worry, I'll be here for the next several days, and I'll cover the American team. But I did get a chance to look at the offensive linemen from the national team. And there are two guys for me that that are standing out right now. You got the center guard, Jackson Power Johnson from Oregon. He's probably going to be the number one lineman drafted in this particular draft, man. And, you know, we talked about where the Niners need to upgrade, and it's on all the spots except for left tackle, because I think Trent Williams would be back. But they got to start upgrading. They have the draft capital. That's a kid. And then there's the other center out of he could play guard as well from Michigan, Trevor Keegan. These are the two guys that have just been dominant and overpowering in their one-on-ones. And then on an 11-on-11s, they're creating those gaps for these running backs to get up the middle and get explosive runs. So it's good to see those guys from the offensive line. But when I get to the national squad, I'll check out the Arizona State cat.
Yeah. And I do want to just put this out there. I don't like to do negative stuff too much. Thomas says, I'm reading an article right now that Chase might be benched. Here's what I'm going to say. If you did bench Chase Young, who is the defensive end that would go in there? Would you, one, do what Wayne says and shuffle the entire defensive line and move Armstead back to a position he hasn't played in 3 years? Or you sure as hell aren't putting Randy Gregory out there, because whatever your issues are with Chase, Randy Gregory is times 50. Robert Bill Jr., I like him. He's playing, what, like 5 snaps a game? He ain't ready. Drake Jackson just had surgery. Like, there's no other options there. So I understand that people would be saying things like that, and it's somewhat warranted. What's the other option? You know, I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, there's a tweet going on. I'm not sure if there's an article, or if somebody wrote an article from the actual tweet that came out from that NFL Notify. And look, Chase Young is a supplemental piece And they have to continue to find ways to supplement. And I just will put this out there. Chase Young is the only player in the NFL that probably didn't have an official bye week. And so, like, the kid's been playing. He might have been playing limited, but he's never had that official bye week like teams get off, because he missed all of that in the trade. And he's been playing ever since. And he went full in that last game of the season against the Rams. He had a plethora of snaps. And, again, he's new to the defense. And if the defense isn't rush, 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 like right. how it was a year ago, of course you're going to see you're not going to get the same Chase Young. And so we don't even have the same Nick Bosa. So we're worried about Chase Young, and we can't even get the same production from Nick. I mean, isn't that what's happening? Look, I'm not standing up for an Ohio State guy, but that's what it is. Like, I don't think the Niners could plug in and place anybody if the scheme is telling them to do this. It's different. Totally different than what it was a year ago.
Yeah,
Chase Young with D'Amico Ryans would have been fierce. I can tell you that right now.
There we go. Now, right here, Al says, what's the official word on color jerseys? The NFL alternates every year between conferences. So NFC was home team last year. That means AFC is home team this year. So that means the Chiefs get to choose. They chose their reds. So, shout out to my man right here, Paul. That's right. Niners in the white.
And white, baby.
There we go. That's what's up.
Cool if the Niners would just pay the fines and do throwback whites. That would set the tone.
They asked to last time against the Chiefs, and the NFL said no, because they already had the jerseys they were selling and whatever else. And so the NFL said no last time. So I'm hoping
that's what happened.
Yeah, we'll see. Ed, right here, that's about one of your Michigan guys. Concerns about Moody.
Yeah. There should be. Listen, I'm a Michigan guy for sure. And I support the players. And for those that are concerned, I'm not concerned, but I'm not going to sit there and say he's been great. Well, he's been good, but he hasn't been great. That's what I'm going to say. And so, yes, he has. When you watch Jake Moody kick, for some reason, he's always tailing them to the right. And so it's just an adjustment he's going to have to figure out how to make. But I think it comes down to a mental, mechanical type of adjustment. And I don't think you just want him making it right now. I don't think you can make it right now at this time. But in the offseason, it's probably something that's going to happen. If the game came down to the line and Jake Moody for the win, hey, you got to put him out there and give him the opportunity.
Yeah,
he's a higher percentage chance of making it than he is missing it. And so that's how you got to look at it. I know it sucks. I know it's tough to deal with 49er faithful, but it is what it is. Jake Moody is an 80% or 85% field goal kicker on the season. He's not doing too well in the playoffs, but he's out there kicking it. And apparently Kyle Shanahan trusts him to do so.
Yeah, you stick with them. The one thing I will say, let's do positive. 6 for 6 on touchback opportunities off the kickoff. Huge.
When I tell you, when I tell you, you are the worst human being of all time, and it's the best though, because your first tweet of the game was Jake Moody's 1 for 1 on touchbacks. Like that, I knew you were going to be that petty to put that stat out, because that's what John Petty is.
I tracked the whole game, no matter how many beers I had. I kept tracking that thing like it was the touchback tracker. That should be my Twitter handle.
You're the only person that tracks his touchback, and that's why it's petty, bro. You know,
but like,
not to say
deal.
That we didn't want them.
Yeah.
It's a huge deal. It's a huge. I don't want to see anybody returning anything. 49ers special teams is so terrible. Like, my little son could get an 80-yard return. Like, that's how bad. So touch it back. You got the biggest leg in the league. Kick that junk into the end zone.
I loved it, man. I really, really did. Sodia says Moody did kick a line drive to the Lions returner. So the Lions missed the ball, might have been for a touchback. Yeah, there was one that was low, but still, I loved it, man. Just absolutely loved it. Mick says, what is Jake's percentage in a dome? I don't have that on top of me. I am curious to see what that looks like, though. But yeah, it's in a dome. Like, it's in Vegas. So not too concerned. You know, you're not too worried about the field. They remove the elements and all that stuff. So that's not an issue, at least for me. Anyway,
hey, the Niners are 1-0 in Vegas, though. I know that.
There we are. That was the overtime game.
What's the Chiefs record in Vegas? Because they play them twice a year.
They do. I don't know the answer to that question, but they always struggle. They beat them. They beat them both times last year and this year for sure. Okay. But they were close games. They always play them close.
Ours was close too. Look, it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, it is. Right here, James. Have the Niners been too willing to move on from good rotational defensive line talent out of trust for the system?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
That's really
have
good.
The Niners been too willing to move on? Well, see, I don't – here, look, I know that – are we the only team, one of the only teams that run this Y9 system?
No.
I just feel like we're the only team struggling in it. Or maybe other teams struggle in it as well. But at some point, man, maybe the system, maybe we change up that just a little bit. There's nothing wrong with the 4-3. It's just it could be the personnel and that you have, and you just need to upgrade at some of those positions. And I think you have to find an end to complement Nick Bosa. And I think that's the hardest part. Like, if you drafted Drake Jackson, unhealthy as right now, and you're hoping that he pans out, and then you have to supplement in free agency and or in the draft as well. Like, and so it's not like they're signing big time free agents. Every time a free agent goes, into the free agent pool, and we make mention of the name, oh, we don't need to spend the money. Yeah, we do. Like, you want the perfect complement. They go get Chase Young. Chase Young never was a double digit sack guy, but we thought opposite Nick Bosa, he would be able to complement him. And he comes in here and he has to contain the edge and do all the stuff. Man, it's a different defense. It's a different defensive schemes. How we started the show, it's not the same as Robert Saleh. Like, I would say this, a healthy D Ford, who was probably our best defensive end with Nick Bosa, probably would struggle in this on this defense.
Yeah, I mean, they tried. They traded for Randy Gregory. That hasn't panned out. They traded for Chase Young, really hasn't panned out. But could you imagine where this 49ers team would be without those two guys right now? I know we're mad at them. I know we're frustrated. But Robert Beal would be starting. Like, we're not ready for that. And so it's kind of like the safety position where you just got to go pick somebody up off the street. Chase Young's talented, and he made some plays. Does he have good effort? No, he doesn't. But you kind of take it, and you move forward, and we'll see what goes on. Right here, Corey, Wayne, are you still doing your call-in show and Super Bowl Madden simulation stuff?
So the call-in show, I'm probably going to try to do something. Right now, I'm just currently getting as much footage and coverage as I can, and so when I get back to the room and I kind of unwind, I'll probably try to go live in the evening here opposed to my regular schedule. So just stay tuned for that. There'll be no Madden simulation this week because there's no game this week. So the simulation will be next week of the Super Bowl. But I definitely will try to get a call-in show done sometime tomorrow.
There we go. Raymond, appreciate you, man. He says, hey, guys, I'm nervous about the rest in this game. What can we try to do to keep them from affecting the game? There's nothing you could do. Thankfully, we just had a pretty good ref game. The refs got to swallow their whistle. Like, don't be involved. Sad news is this is the exact same official group that officiated the Super Bowl the last time we played the Chiefs, and they didn't do well then either. But for the 49ers, an even game is a win for us. It's just whenever we're getting blown out all the time and it's unbalanced, that's the issue. I'll let you take this one right here.
M. King. He says, do I have to be a Gold Rush member to buy tickets to the watch party? Appreciate you both. Go Niners.
Nope, you do not. You do not. So you just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, buy your tickets right now. You're good. Again, let me just say this. I was pretty blown away by the amount of tickets we sold in day one. We're on pace to sell out pretty damn quick. I can't, the venue we got's good size, but it's not gigantic, and we are going to sell out this event. So if you're wanting to do the watch party, and if you're one of those people that's like, oh, I'll just go to a sports bar, there are sports bars that are selling per bar stool $300 in the actual casinos at the sports books. It's Vegas. It's a money thing. I hate that it's like that, but it's just what it is. So if you are going to Vegas to enjoy the environment, which is awesome, please do not wait and think, oh, we'll just do whatever. Whether you're partying with us or not, plan ahead because everything is selling out. Everything is selling out. So anyway, hopefully that's
I just want to give a quick shout out to M King. That was his first super chat contribution on the live stream, man. And
my
so
man.
Just want to show M King some love. But yeah, become a member of the Gold Rush.
Yes. Appreciate you, man. That's awesome. I love first time commenters. Sean, I'll read this one. I know you're on your phone. Guys, some of this is Wilkes, not just personnel. He doesn't play to, whoa, that's crazy. He plays to be solid, safe, like he is always auditioning for an interim. He makes Saleh look aggressive. Seriously, we actually blitz more under Wilkes than we did Robert Saleh. So I disagree with that. Eddie's the best. We have the best defense in the fourth quarter in the NFL. That was for the season and for the playoffs. That keeps going. But yeah, it's frustrating. And I think that your statement is correct. If we just talk about the first half, second half, not so much. What was our blitz rate this game? Let me look it up real quick. What are your thoughts on what Sean's doing?
The blitz rate definitely ramped up in the second half. You started to see more man coverage in the second half, which was something that we were going to have to do. It was the only way we were going to get back in the game. So we had to do it up. And then, you know, it comes down to, you know, Sean says it's not about personnel. It's all about the personnel. It's all about trusting the players that you put out there on the football field to do and execute what you have planned. And so, you know, can the play caller change up a little bit? For sure. They have to be willing to make the right adjustments. And that's what we watch Steve Wilkes do. I don't think that he's playing to lose or playing to be safe. We don't want to get beat deep. That has been his MO all season long. He came out and said, there's two things I want to do, not give up the explosive plays and create turnovers. And so when you're playing pass coverage back there and you got your guys and your linebackers playing 10 to 15 yards down the field, you better not score. And so, like, that's what he's doing. He's giving up the yards, but keeping teams out of the end zone. And I think the 49ers have a pretty damn good red zone defense. I know they gave up those rushing touchdowns in this particular game, but they weren't from the red zone. One of them was. One was from 30-yard line. Like,
yeah, it was.
So I don't think that he's playing safe or playing as an interim. That's not what he is. I just think he's old school, and I think he's seen more than most have. And I think he has the patience. He has patience, which – you know, most young coordinators come out there fired up. It's just a different guy. It's a different person, a different human being, and he's getting the job done. So,
yeah. Yeah, man, you've got to – I just don't understand the anger at Steve Wilkes. Like, one touchdown was because of an interception. And, yeah, you gave up way too many rushing yards. There's some major issues there. You shut them down in the second half. Shut them down. They had that one drive at the end of the game, but you were up 10 points. You like, I'm sorry. I know I'm a Steve Wilkes apologist, but I want a good defense in the second half.
Gear up, sports fans. The NFL playoffs are here, and the Super Bowl is right around the corner. There's never been a better time to get into the action with MyBookie. Now, don't just watch. Score big. Boosted odds, huge prize contest, the fill-in of the Super Bowl. Even before it hits, you can already start to enjoy that. And whether you're a seasoned pro, ready to roll for the first time betting, MyBookie is your ticket to turning your sports knowledge into cold, hard cash. It's the largest online casino of odds, contests, Vegas-style casino games, ultimate destination for fun, all types of fun, 24/7, right at your fingertips. Now, if you've been waiting, now is the time to get into the action, because if you jump in and you start to make a winning move today with MyBookie, use promo code 49ERS or this promo code QR code right next to my right, they're going to claim your deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's right. Promo code 49ers for an opportunity to boost your betting power. Rollovers do apply. If you have questions, please ask them. But experience the thrill of sports betting right in the comfort of your home, because you can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I do mean anywhere. Wherever you are, you can bet with MyBookie. Join today and be part of the winning team.
Yeah, it's frustrating in the first half, and I understand that, and I really wish that would change. 49ers throwback, what's up, brother? Appreciate you, man. He says, do you think our defense will be better next season? Well, Huff's going to be back. That helps, but we'll have to wait and see. I'd be shocked to see Daryl Luter Jr. They got a lot of faith in that man.
Yeah. To go into, the future of what the Niners have to offer, I mean, you have to trust the system and trust the process and trust what they do when they scout these players and trust the reports that we're putting out coming to these events and things like that, because yeah, you're hoping that the defense and the offense will be better. You never want to take a slight back or whatever. You're going to lose a couple of players here or there. We got a lot of free agents next season, but the whole purpose of drafting is to replenish your roster. And I think we got some real good players we haven't really got a chance to see. I think Samuel Womack was going to pan out and be really well for the Niners. He just has to wait his turn. And that's what it comes down to, man. I think it will be better next year.
Yeah, I think so too. Man, I love all these comments coming through. Tim, he says, I want to be at the viewing party, not paying that much for tickets. I'd rather be amongst my fellow faithful. Pleasure TV says, can't wait to meet you guys at the Super Bowl. Oh, look at this. Rhode Island to Vegas. How cool is that, man?
He's about hour and a half from me. He's an hour and a half from me. Rhode Island is not far at all.
Oh,
which part of Rhode Island are you from?
Oh, yeah. Throw that back up in the chat. Mosquito Killer, Lions OC is staying. Ben Johnson turns down the Washington Commanders and the Seattle Seahawks to interview anymore. He's staying. Good for him. And I would not want to go to Seattle. No quarterback at either one of those two teams, and they're not in draft position. I guess the Commanders are, but I get it. But this hurts Seattle. The one thing I don't want for Seattle, I don't want them to get Mike McDonald, the DC for the Ravens. So I'm really hoping Adam Peters could do the Niners one solid. Hire Mike McDonald over for Washington. Then they send Dan Quinn to Seattle, and they are non-relevant for a very, very long time. So, look at this. Rick, we're coming from Utah. That's what's up, man. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right.
Utah in the house. Dang, that's awesome. I can't wait to be around everybody. Oh, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, another super chat. James, is there a flaw to see in Kansas City? This team has consistently had scoring points. Scored 0 points in the Ravens' second half. They're not a complete team.
Yeah,
not
a several flaws. And there's several flaws, and it starts with the quarterback. I mean, look, what you're going to get from Patrick Mahomes is MVP kind of like football just about every game, but it's not going to look as spectacular as it looked because he's lost some of his explosive playmakers, right? And so, you know, the biggest key loss to me is Tyreek Hill no longer being a part of that organization. And so now the 49ers defense has two things they need to zero in on. And it's not even Patrick Mahomes. It's more zeroing in on taking away his targets. Because if Patrick has to beat you rushing and throwing, I mean, hey, I'll take my shots. But if you can take away and find a way to neutralize, you know, that tight end over there, Mr. Swift, that would be really cool, right? Like, you take away Mr. Swift, and then now who is he going to throw to? He's been consistently having receivers drop passes all season. They're just not in sync. And so they're beatable. They have plenty of weaknesses, even defensively. I actually think their defense is stronger than their offense. And you're right, James. No one's talking about how they put up 0 points in the second half except for us. Like, you are 100% correct. Ravens defense bolted down. They were able to find a way to stop the bleeding. It's just that the Ravens offense couldn't get together. The 49ers offense has always been better than the Ravens offense, in my opinion. It's just that the Ravens offense flows and ignites with Lamar Jackson. So if you can get into his head, they ain't going to put up any points. Whereas Brock Purdy, you just watch the kid come back. You just watch the kid do things that no one said that he can do. I take our offense versus that Kansas City defense any day.
Yeah, I mean, they're good. One of my favorite coordinators in the NFL every year. I don't say this.
Spagnuolo, baby.
I mean,
Spaggy Spags.
He's pretty damn good. I really don't know what else to say.
Great defensive front from Kansas City, and they got some dogs in their secondary. I'll leave it at that. I like
they
it.
Do. They do. Now, real quick, just a couple things. Corey says, John, what are the Chiefs ranked against the pass and the run? They're good at both defensively. You look at their defense, passing yards, fourth fewest. Passing touchdowns, fourth fewest. You look at rush yards, 24th yards per attempt. They're giving up 4.5. So you can run the ball successfully against them. So will the Niners do their whole – what they did to Green Bay? or do they stick with it and run against a good defense like you did the Lions? You'd run the ball 34 times. Like, it is – I don't know. We'll find that out. Mark, I'll turn this one over to you, Wayne.
Mark says, question, which 49ers will we get after this bye? The one after the regular season bye? That's a good question. Or the one after the first round bye? I don't know. I think a lot of us aren't factoring in the way that these teams have game planned and the way that they were set up to like, you know, come out and swing against the 49ers defense in the Green Bay game. They wanted the ball first because they just wanted to come out and punch us in the mouth. And the Detroit Lions game, we gave them the ball first, and they had the same game plan as the Green Bay Packers, and they ran, pass, ran, right? That four plays, ran, pass, ran. It was four plays, and they got a touchdown. And so when you look at this Kansas City team, they're just built a little differently. Like, they could try to run it, but they're just not as effective in running. I mean, if you look up what they where they are in running, and I love Isaiah Pacheco. I think he's definitely a great, powerful running back. But you can stop him. And after that, it's a big drop. Like, now you're going to go to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You're going to go to those guys. You know, and so I don't think they have the same rushing attack as these other teams. They're going to have to get Travis Kelce fully involved. The Kansas City Chiefs will abandon the run rather early because they trust their quick throw system. And that's what we got to stop. I didn't like the way we played against Sam Laporta. I don't like the way we played against tight ends all season. I've been telling John that's the only position that we just can't seem to defend, and it's because of where we're playing. Travis Kelce is the matchup for me in this game.
Yeah, I do a little bit more man, and so if I was the DC, I'm doing more man this week because you don't have explosive players. Now, that's not what we've done in the past, but that is what we did the second half, and it worked well. JP, as long as it's not Kelce over and over, I'll take it right there. He's right there with you. And that's what I'm worried about. Bobo, how concerned are you with Super Bowl officiating? I'm always concerned. Yeah, I am always
concerned.
It is
what it is. It is what it is. Like you said, the same officiating crew from the last Super Bowl. And the funny thing is, the Kansas City Chiefs came into that Super Bowl with the number one penalized offensive line and got zero that whole game. I never could figure that out. And I'm looking at their left tackle this year, and he's the most penalized left tackle in football. So get ready. It's going to be fun.
I love that. Kyle says score first. Or sorry, Juan does. He says Kyle needs to score first. Don't let off the gas pedal. Man, it's time. We haven't blown a team out in a while.
I got a question for you.
All right, let's
John,
do it.
We win the kickoff toss. Do we defer or do we just come out and – take control at the very beginning of the game?
Defer. That starting in the second half has been clutch because, look, if you start fast, which the Niners have been historically great at, the best in the NFL as far as scoring on opening drives this season, it hasn't been that case in the playoffs. But I defer, but, man, there's going to be a time where the 49ers get hot. Hopefully they don't wait this time. Hopefully they freaking go out there and do what they got to do. I don't like these close games. I want Patrick Mahomes, Kermit Frog voice, screaming at refs. I want Taylor Swift crying. I like Taylor Swift. I ain't got nothing wrong against her. I want tears. And I want Jackson Mahomes doing his TikTok dances in jail or wherever the hell that clown is. I want pain. That's what I want.
I miss the physicality of the San Francisco 49ers, and the last few weeks they haven't been the more physical team, not in the beginning, and so I need them to come out with it. This is the Super Bowl.
It's time. James says, has anyone interacted with a Kansas City fan in the past 5 years? Insufferable. We have to win this game. My closest friend, I got my ski trip this week, which I put off. That's taking place this week. One of the guys I'm going with is a KC fan. We're going to talk trash. We're going to fight before it's over. I guarantee it. Forever Blessed says we need to score on our first drive. I bet it every game. We haven't hit it lately. But Wayne, talk to us real quick before we jump out of here. Give us something that you're taking away from this Senior Bowl, whether it's a player or an experience that you could share and kind of what we can look forward to as you're there the rest of this week.
For sure, John. Look, right now, like I said, I didn't get a chance. I haven't gotten a chance to check out the American team, but so far, man, just talking to a couple of the players and listening to them, very well spoken, very well mannered. I think that's the thing that has really blown my mind, like how well mannered these players are when they speak to you. It's yes, sir, no, sir, like well mannered. I'm talking to all of the players. But look, keep an eye out on Brendan Rice. Brendan Rice, you guys know who he is. I will do my due diligence to kind of get a chance to speak to Brendan. But that kid is showing up right now, first week, first day of practice. So we'll see how it goes. And get ready for the videos, man. I'm going to be posting all day.
Gosh, man,
day and so night.
Oh, hit me with some Cuddy. All right. Ellen, man. I love it. I love it. Well, guys, again, a couple just reminders. If you want to take part in the Super Bowl raffle, $100 per entry, buy as many as you want. We're announcing the winner of those two tickets next Thursday. The link in the description is there. And then also, if you're going to Vegas, come party with us. We got players coming out the night before. Watch party is going to be incredible. Somebody asked if kids can come. That's the holdup on why I can't announce the venue. Vegas is not kid-friendly. And so we negotiate all these prices, and I'm sitting there trying to say, like, man, can we have kids? Can we have kids? We'll pay extra. And so I don't know the answer to that yet. I am fighting tooth and nail to try to make that a reality, but don't have the final answer there for you yet. But that's going to do it for us here. Wayne, you're the absolute best. And until next time, baby, we got 2 weeks to enjoy this. Wayne's at the freaking Senior Bowl. All good things. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.